From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In response to the USDA's plans for a $250 million investment to support additional domestic fertilizer production for American farmers, Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried offered support, saying, "We greatly appreciate the USDA's commitment to making much-needed investments to support more American fertilizer production." On March 11th, the USDA said it would support additional fertilizer production to address rising costs and spur competition. Coming off a record-breaking performance in 2021, U.S. beef exports remained red-hot in January. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports totaled 119,066 metric tons, up 13% from a year ago, while value soared 57%. This was the third highest value total on record, trailing only August and November of last year, and export value per head of fed slaughter set a new record, exceeding $500 million for the first time. Lawmakers are raising their concern about record increases in fertilizer prices approaching the spring planting season. 19 senators penned a letter to President Biden urging the administration to immediately take all necessary steps to curtail the rising costs impacting American farmers and consumers. Considering Russia's role as a key producer of fertilizer and necessary inputs of fertilizer, its invasion of Ukraine and sanctions imposed are likely to cause shortages and price increases of fertilizer. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.